I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday, but it's sunny out, so that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
So excited about that. Disneyland tickets this week. It's a big week. The 70th anniversary celebration at the Disneyland Resort. 70 years of Disney. All this week, listen for code words. We're doing them at 905, 1205, and 505. You take the code words and enter them in at radioalice.com, and you could win a 4-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort. Plus, qualify for the grand prize vacation, which includes a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. Disney. Everybody loves Disney. 905, your first code word. Call or text us anytime. 800-400-3697. And email us at sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. And actually, we do have a bad advice email as well, badadvice973@gmail.com. And we do those on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
There were some good ones last week. And I already have one that I like for this week. So thank you to people who have emailed. And
whoa, all right.
Get them over here. No problem too big, no problem too small. All right, we're going to start with Taylor Swift, sort of.
What's her problem?
Her problem is Blake Lively. And now it turns out her cookie recipe is now part of Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni's legal fight, which is, it's such a weird story.
That's how
they hooked me. You know, I'm like, her cookie recipe will click. So if the gossip rags are to be believed, Taylor Swift really, really wants nothing to do with the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni court case. That seems clear. All my best friends are canceled. So it can't make her happy that her cookie recipe just got dragged into it. It's such a weird thing here. Blake's legal team submitted some new evidence. The trial's going to start May 18th. A bunch of her stuff got thrown out. I think they'd narrowed it down to a conspiracy to do a PR smear. There were a few things that got stuck in there, but there a lot of
against
it.
Against him.
Her suit against him.
Okay.
All the sexual harassment stuff.
All the sexual harassment stuff got thrown out. All of it. I think they're down to 3 of the things that she, of the 20,000 things she was accusing him of. But the trial starts in May, so they're submitting evidence, and that's the other team gets to look at that stuff as well and decide how they're going to handle it. So they included a document with a link to an article containing the recipe for Taylor's cookies. Team Baldoni.
They're not just Toll House.
Toulouse.
Nestle Toulouse.
I mean, what could she possibly have that is so top secret?
I mean, I guess there's probably something else in this email or whatever that they feel is evidence. Team Baldoni asked for extended time to review the new items, which they say have limited relevance to the case and probably won't be shown in court. Other items that Blake submitted, including a speech she made about Ryan Reynolds' commitment to their family and photos of herself with Taylor. I don't know if she's going to be bringing up something that Taylor had to say. Like, I don't think Taylor is due to get on, to be a part of the trial, to be a witness. But maybe this is her way of establishing that some quote from Taylor, like that she was in the know. I think it all kind of boils down to that one meeting where Blake made Justin Baldoni come to her apartment in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of it, Ryan Reynolds and Taylor Swift walk in and start his contention is that they started badgering him and like, you should let her rewrite that thing and blah, you know, whatever. And he's all like, I just want to go home and have dinner, I guess. Anyway, I don't know what will happen. I'll follow this and yay. It's been going on for 2 years, but we'll talk more about it.
What's sad is they've ruined what could have been a great franchise for both of them.
Agreed. That first movie's really good.
I
think
maybe,
there's 3 books, right?
Yeah, I thought it was a trilogy, but either way, maybe people will still go see it as soon as they recast one of the roles. I don't know, but to me, they should have just, that's when you zip it and just go and do the work.
Yeah.
But then again, if he did something to her like she's claiming, okay.
Right.
I don't want to work with someone who's doing stuff to me.
They both sound just great. I don't know. I feel like everyone's got the yuck splattered on them. Anyway, the trial's starting May 18th, and I'll keep an eye on it for you. I saw this morning. There's a couple good ones in here. So it's your headline is True Celebrity Facts That Sound Fake. And supposedly they're real. Dolly Parton once lost a Dolly Parton lookalike contest. She came in like fourth place. A bunch of drag queens won.
Oh, well, that's
she,
just fun,
she says,
right?
I got the least applause. Like that. She just
well, looked, she showed up like that. They had to work on it.
Right. They put some real work into that. Although I suspect that Dolly Parton's look takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
I've heard that if she goes out normally, nobody would recognize her.
You wouldn't even recognize her?
Yeah. She lives a completely normal life because her wigs and everything are...
Sure. And I suppose, you know, she's got a lot of makeup on, and if she was to just pull her hair back in a pony and keep a fresh face, she could go out into the world. She probably does. She's probably, like, you know, walking around right now going, no one even knows it's me.
She's got a couple assets that are predominant, though.
Sure, that is, you know, you got a point there. I saw a story about her. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find the... I want to see if I can find it. The most beloved... I don't know why my computer hates me so much. Okay, here we go. Dolly Parton is the most loved public figure in the country, according to a new survey.
I don't...
Like, by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, I don't know. I do feel that. I feel that. And I did hear a story from Christina where she was saying Dolly played in Golden Gate Park, and the place, people were climbing trees that couldn't get in and hanging off the trees to see Dolly. Like, it was that crazy. So she doesn't have any bad PR that I know of.
No. In fact, I think that's the thing that, because like there's plenty of beloved people, but they've got their haters too. Like I was thinking when I read the title, I'm like, because who is the most loved public figure in the country? I'm like, Oprah. First thing that popped into my mind. But Oprah has haters. There are people who, like, you just never hear anyone go, Dolly Parton, I don't like her. Everybody loves her. She's the most beloved public figure in the country. And this is according to 1,000 people who were interviewed. She was among a list of mostly politicians and world leaders. She has a net favorability of plus 65.
Which, and that's good.
Well, I went 65. That sounds low. But Barack Obama is next with plus 14.
Oh, boy.
Like 50 points lower. And Vladimir Zelensky. Vladimir. He has a plus 13. The rest of the positives were Bernie Sanders with plus 6. George Bush. George W. Bush with plus 5. Taylor Swift with plus 3. Taylor Swift.
She's got haters, man.
Yeah, she does. She barely made the cut. She was almost in negative territory.
Did you say W or his dad?
W. George W. Bush with
now,
plus 5.
Isn't that funny that he has, by comparison now with some time passage, has become someone that people go, yeah, he's pretty good.
How you like me now?
Meanwhile, at the time, we never stopped playing the, we got a saying in Texas. I'm sure you have it here in Tennessee. You fool me once, and then he just goes blank.
Yeah.
You can't get fooled again.
Why? You
should have just not said words.
Right.
What were you doing? Why'd you go there? Anyway, I'm glad to see him doing well. That's great.
As they count down, Kamala Harris, negative 11, J.D. Vance, and Taylor Frankie Paul, negative 10.
This list is ridiculous.
I love it. Gavin Newsom, negative 14. Elon Musk, negative 16. President Trump, negative 18. Biden and Netanyahu tied with negative 19. Mark Zuckerberg, negative 43. And at the very bottom, Vladimir Putin with negative 65.
So Zuck is 43, negative 43?
People don't like him. Well, everyone in Hawaii was like, no.
Right.
Not that guy.
Hmm.
Anyway.
The opposite of Dolly Parton is your, Mark Zuckerberg.
Exactly. The mirror image. So these are these supposedly true celebrity facts.
Sorry about it, bro.
That sound fake. Robin Williams really wanted to play Hagrid in the Harry Potter movies, but they had an unofficial policy of only hiring Brits.
Mm. Oh, that's would have been wonderful.
The guy who played Hagrid was great.
He was
wonderful, and Robin Williams would have been wonderful too.
I know he would have been. It would have been funnier though. I suppose maybe they were like, we think you'll put too much of yourself into this. And Hagrid's a certain way.
Oh, dang it. I wish I didn't know that.
Well, there it is. Snooki from Jersey Shore. How tall is she?
5 foot.
I'm going to say 4'10".
4'11".
She's 4'8".
No, wait.
Wow.
Is Danny DeVito shorter or taller?
Taller.
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 He is 4'10". Some sources say he's 5 feet, but that's only when he's got his lift soon.
Snooki had a couple moments.
She did.
Party's here. And then what's the other one about a whore?
I'm a whore. Hello.
What a time.
I know. Oh, what a time.
I love Snooki. 4'8". Danny DeVito, 4'10". Estelle Getty played Bea Arthur's mom on The Golden Girls. Bea Arthur was a year older than her in real life. Lawrence Fishburne was only 14 when he played a soldier in the Vietnam War in Apocalypse Now. He lied about his age to get the part.
Good for him.
Wow.
I know. 14 years old. I think the first thing I ever saw Lawrence Fishburne is he used to be on Pee-wee.
Yes.
On Pee-wee's Playhouse.
He played Cowboy...
But he was old. He was definitely at least in his 20s at that point.
Take it from me, though. I raced BMX, and it was done by age. And there were plenty of times when I would pull up to the starting gate, and dudes were twice my height, had little mustaches rolling in. I'm 12. 12-year-old me. And I'm looking next to the guys my same age going, you got to be kidding me. This dude can buy cigarettes.
You should have gone for the 8-year-old group.
I would have had to lie about my age. You're right.
You do what you got to do. Right, sure. You're going to beat the 8-year-olds.
I wasn't beating the 12-year-olds, that's for sure.
Mom, they look like they're so muscular.
The way it works.
More outrageous celebrity facts.
Okay.
These are all BuzzFeed, by the way. When Tupac Shakur died, his mother had him cremated, and then she and some of his friends rolled his ashes into a joint and smoked it. Which is not a horrible way to go, right? Like, I mean, it's already going to be ashy. I'm sure they all enjoyed it.
I'd smoke my friend if it was their final wish.
I would too.
I saw a video of him. There's a story about him working at, I think it's Round Table in Marin.
Oh.
And it was something he ends up quitting this place. But they show you 14, like young man Tupac with a hairdo. And I'm watching it just going, you gotta be kidding me. And he's smoking, but he was talking about how he had to quit that job because he had something to go do. And he asked them, you know, please let me go do this. And they said, you're working. And he said, well, I can't. You're disrespecting me. I gotta go. And he left. But Tupac. Mm. With a hairdo.
I never saw pictures of him young before. He's adorable. And I love his hair. He's so cute.
It's him.
He really is cute, isn't he?
I think he looked like this in the video I saw. That guy.
Just like a sort of a deep, like a small fro, but with like a deep part carved into it. He grew up in, part of his life, he grew up in Marin City.
Yeah.
And that, I
and
bet
worked
you,
at the Round Table
I bet
there.
That Round Table is the one that's over off of the highway frontage road. That's why I only know. Well, I don't even know if that roundtable's there anymore, actually.
Well, Tupac, everybody.
Tupac.
Go on, sorry.
Speaking of ashes,
uh-huh.
Keith Richards took some of his dad's ashes and snorted them with cocaine.
Seems disrespectful, but I guess if the people that you love, you would know if they would be bummed or
I want
or
him
like,
beside me, that's all. I love him so much. That's my Keith Richards. It's kind of like my Ozzy, actually. Just, older English dudes who've ruined their throats with drugs and alcohol.
I want his ashes inside me.
So I'm snorting them.
Okay.
I saw Keith Richards with the Fabulous Winos.
Oh, yeah. He was touring for a little while that.
It was years ago. He still seemed old. And my whole life, the joke is, how is that guy still alive? He talked to the audience the whole night. And I still remember the one thing I actually turned to whoever I was with. I was like, oh, my God, I know, I understood what he said. He goes, here's a blast from the past. And he played the song Happy, which is a Stone song. I didn't want to make me happy.
Well, on top of being British.
Right.
He's got, some drug and alcohol days behind him.
Mm. Plus, he never took the smoke out of his mouth,
Well,
he just had
too.
That in his mouth the whole time. Patrick Stewart, that's Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah.
Vinny's alter ego. Didn't know he was uncircumcised until his wife told him. He thought he was circumcised. I just didn't know.
Well, we don't know stuff about wieners. I believe that. We've talked about this before. I don't know how I measure up to all the other wieners. Like, you just don't know. How would you know? I certainly never do the things like that one term where guys are together when they do something, stuff.
In a circle, yeah.
Who does that? That's not a real thing. And then it turns out it is. Mm-hmm. No one I knew did it.
But you just didn't have friends who invited you to their circles.
I wouldn't have gone. I wouldn't have gone to that. I'm not going to do that with other dudes.
You never know.
I know. I do know. Yeah.
Maybe you should try it.
I went 57 yesterday. Trust me.
Mm.
It hasn't happened yet. It's not happening.
Oh, it's definitely not happening now. No one's going to invite you now. But back when you're...
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Missed your chance.
You are
sorry
a meme.
About it. I know.
That's not what I meant.
It's going to be one of your biggest regrets in life.
Here's another one of these little dumb fast facts.
Okay.
The whole reason I'm even doing this story is the next one after this.
Okay.
When Elton John and David Furnish entered into their civil union, Eminem sent them two diamond encrusted rings, but not the kind you wear on your finger.
Oh.
If you know what I mean. Elton says, we've never used them. I don't believe him. Of course they did. Eminem, sense of humor.
Okay. Well, that's cute.
Here's a good one.
They've worn him though, right?
Yeah,
of
obviously.
Course,
they just don't want anybody asking them any more questions about it. No, they're still in their packages. No, they're not. Stop it. Packages, yes. In the packages.
I actually could see each of them behind the other's back doing it while they're home alone or something, and then neither of them saying, well, of course I've tried it on. I think that's possible.
Oh, but they hid it. Somehow.
Well, you'd feel weird if the other one went, what a joke. Who would ever?
Well, I'm going to. Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
This is definitely, well, maybe it is true. What the hell do I know? Here we go. I'm just going to read it to you and you tell me. All
okay.
Right? Dick Van Dyke says he once fell asleep on a surfboard in the ocean and got lost at sea.
I don't believe that.
And dolphins pushed him to shore.
Okay. Well, no.
Right?
No, that's
it. I mean, I believe it's true that he said that.
Yes, he could say that.
But did that really happen? No, that did not happen.
It could happen on a... Well, no, the dolphins wouldn't be in a lake. Like, somewhere where there's no movement in the ocean, you might be able to fall asleep. But I don't see the whole dolphin rescue thing happening. And he's Dick Van Dyke the whole time.
In a like, really calm sea, you could fall asleep and drift out to sea, right? The current might take you.
Sure.
But the dolphin thing is where I could draw the line. I just feel like, no, they didn't. They didn't.
They don't.
They're nice enough.
But. They're very big, and they and I have been around them many times in the ocean, and they will come fairly close to you, and they don't feel threatening at all. Like, it's they're neat animals, really neat.
Did they ever try to push you helpfully toward shore?
No, I think he got a little carried away with, you know, Flipper or like this idea. Yes, this idea that...
Don't dolphins try to have sex with people in the water?
I have never...
Yeah, no?
I've never been hit on by a dolphin. Mm. Not once. But then again...
Watch the documentary.
No one will invite me to their circle parties either, so... Clearly.
Evidently, not true, Sarah, about Bonnie. Bonnie would be welcome at Palm Springs. They love old dudes. Robert from Baltimore.
Oh.
Get down there, buddy.
Just head to Palm Springs and just
circle it
announce
up.
You're available if anybody wants to form a circle.
It's something to check off your list.
Yeah. There's an app for that.
It's not. I don't want to.
There is an app
I really
for that.
Don't want to. I don't.
Is it called Grindr? Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Jack Black's mother,
yes,
was an engineer by the name of Judith Love Cohen, who helped create the system that rescued the Apollo 13 crew.
Wow. Jack Black.
Jack Black's mom was an engineer.
Wait. The actor. I always get, now I'm getting them mixed up because they're being talked about at the same yes. time again. Jack White, musician.
Musician. Jack. Well, Jack Black also a musician, but he's the
right.
the voice of the panda.
Yes. Oh, God. That's his best role by far.
Ringo Starr was the first Beatle to try weed. He smoked it with Bob Dylan. And then the right when he lived, the rest of them went into it.
Okay.
James Cameron, this I have two 9/11 facts here. I'll do these quickly. James Cameron thinks he may have been, quote, the last man in the Western Hemisphere to learn about 9/11. He was underwater filming footage of the Titanic wreckage and surfaced 12 hours after the attack. He might have been the last one. And Mark Wahlberg and Seth MacFarlane were both supposed to be on the flights that crashed on 9/11. Wahlberg changed his travel plans and MacFarlane missed his flight due to a hangover. That's crazy, right?
Ooh.
I'll end with this one. I'm going to end with this one.
I could listen to these all day.
Yeah,
they're fun. I know. I really like them. During a visit to a private zoo, Mike Tyson once offered the owners $10,000 to let him fight a gorilla. I'll give you $10,000 if you let me fight that gorilla. No, you can't. Please. $11,000. Somebody, it says a private zoo.
Why not?
They didn't want their gorilla to get punched in the face or for Mike Tyson's arms to be ripped off. Neither is an ideal. No, you can't fight the gorilla. The gorilla's had a hard life. He's in a zoo, all right?
Make a great TikTok, though.
I know. These days with social media, you'd think they'd be like, yeah, all right, fine. Give me 10 grand. Want one more?
Yeah. Or three.
I did
Four
skip
more.
A couple. Now, these are the worst ones.
Five
now.
More.
Tim Allen,
yeah,
the Tool Time guy,
yep,
and Buzz Lightyear became a snitch when he got arrested for cocaine possession. He ratted on dealers to get a lighter sentence, resulting in the indictments of 20 people. He served about 2 years. Everybody else?
Don't be a snitch.
Don't be a snitch. But he's still alive, so maybe he just pays those guys off, you know? Just don't kill me. Here's the money. I have plenty of it. Wow. All right. What's coming up?
Oh, so much, including, it's National Scrabble Day and more after these.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bad advice is back and we want your problems. We'll take them on for you. Just tell us what they are. Email them to badadvice973@gmail.com and then listen Friday mornings at 7 a.m. and see if we solve yours.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bridge the Gap. This Wednesday at 8 a.m., it's our Battle of the Generations. Bridge the Gap. This week, it's a special Battle of the Besties edition with Sarah's bestie, Pat, and Bob's bestie, Susan. Check out all the action Wednesday at 8 a.m. This is going to be fun.
It should be really fun. Well, Pat's like to see you.
Well, Pat is smoking hot.
Oh, I agree.
And let's be honest.
Should I tell him to bring his guitar?
Will you guys do a song?
Oh, no, I thought the two of you could geek out on guitar
stuff.
No,
I mean, how about if you do a song with him?
Probably not. Well, I feel like...
Tell him
like,
to leave the guitar at home. I don't need to be.
You don't want
to. The distraction is alone. Like, but if you'll sing, we want that.
I'll talk to him about it, but...
What are you guys working on right now? What's the song you did? What's the last song you and Pat did?
The Turtles' Happy Together is the last song we sang together.
Oh, I would love to hear you sing that.
Okay, great. I'll
so
let
you're
going to
do it?
I don't know. It'll be, tune in Wednesday at 8 and find out.
It sounded like you were saying yes, you would do it.
Yeah.
That's what I got
it's
from
just
that.
So funny because I would never know what the last song I sang with him was, except that he just pulled that one out of his end and I was like, oh. I know every word to that song.
You do?
Yeah. Imagine me and you. It's true.
I don't
or
know.
I do. I think about you day and night. It's only
oh,
night.
You got to do this for us. That'd be great. Okay, super. Tune in on Wednesday for Bridge the Gap and Sarah's performance of...
Don't sell it like that. It's a maybe. It's a maybe. I'm going to text him right now.
And what? And just tell him, bring your guitar,
I mean,
we're
going
to perform on top of your appearance and hopefully win against Susan. You'll be performing.
Give the people what they want, Sarah.
Yeah. Okay. How about it, Sarah?
All right.
Leave her alone.
Partly cloudy today and high in the mid-60s. We should be done with the rain, but we will definitely see more. Sunday, it's in the forecast for tax week right now. So if you haven't done yours yet, you really should consider doing your taxes.
And don't think you're getting out of them just because they've fired some people over there.
I'm mentioning this real quick because we have a Disney contest going right now, right?
We do, yeah.
A story that came across my desk that says it's the happiest and kind of expensive place on earth. Which it is happy. Everybody who goes to Disney loves it. Yes. They have video of a person sneaking their child in a hide spot in their stroller.
Oh, my God.
To bring the whole fam. And I thought, you know what? This is a perfect opportunity. Don't sneak your kids in. Just listen to Alice.
Yes.
We got tickets.
Right.
We'll get you in.
Maybe they want a 4-pack from us, but they have 3 kids. So they're... Like, we got a guy just...
They're smuggling kids in!
So...
Don't do that.
They didn't get caught.
They did get caught.
Oh, they did get caught. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That wasn't just somebody saying, oh, look at these people bucking the system.
Anyway, so we've got Disney stuff. Stay with us.
Yep. Less than an hour. 20 minutes from now, we'll do our first pair.
The Artemis II mission crew... successfully re-entered Earth's atmosphere and splashed down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego, California on Friday. My whole family sat around and watched it. It was really a cool moment. I enjoyed it very much, and I've enjoyed all the coverage. It's such a pleasant distraction from other news events of the day.
What's amazing? Is they timed that out to the exact second. They predicted it to the exact second, and it hit it. And landed.
Oh.
It was really cool. And watching it as it's coming down and going, okay, the chutes.
They've
deployed.
It's going fast, too.
Oh, they've caught. Okay, they're expanding. Okay. Like, the whole thing was just really fun. So anyway, that happened Friday night, and everyone is home safely. The crew traveled further than any humans from Earth, flying around the moon and then returning. It's a critical step in the planned missions for 2027 and 2028. So this is pretty fun stuff we have to look forward to. I like it.
And I think we end up with a moon base.
We'll see. Yeah, we will see. Sarah, I have a question for you. You love horses.
I do.
Would you like to go to the bathroom on a horse toilet?
What is a horse toilet, Vinny?
Well, I'm going to show you. This is a horse toilet right here.
Oh.
The comments, while Sarah checks that out.
I'm going to just describe it.
Tell me you won the lottery without telling me you won the lottery. They're calling this tacky.
There are various versions of this, too. So I, to describe it, I thought you were talking about a toilet that a horse could use.
No.
But this is a toilet that is in the shape of a horse. Now, the big one that you're showing me, the horse is sitting dog style, which they can do, but really don't.
How do they sit?
They don't sit.
Well, horses never sit.
No. Not really.
They just like to stand.
They cock one hip. They lift the leg up like that. When I've seen a horse getting up from laying down, they will have their front legs flap, but their hips are usually turned to the side, like they're sitting on the side of there. You've seen so dogs sitting like that.
Stop mid move.
Right, but the sinking down of the haunches onto the backs of the legs, that's not really a thing.
So the question is, do you want to make a duty in a horse toilet?
So this horse, in this particular one, it's a statue of a horse. It's tall.
There's
an opening behind the horse's neck where you straddle.
It's where you have to step over.
It's where the... It's awful. That's not what anybody wants. No one asked for this.
It's where the saddle would be. You sit down on the horse's back and you go to the bathroom, but you have the horse's head in front of you while you're sitting there. I think it's cute, but all the comments to it are...
How to tell everybody you won the lottery.
The ultimate sign of lottery wealth.
Mm.
Just spending money on dumb stuff.
What's that Real Housewives song, Money Can't Buy You Class?
There it is.
Ta-da. But if you love horses, I mean.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask
you. It would be a very funny thing for your guests to go into the bathroom and that you'd be like, yeah, the bathroom's right through there. Mount up.
How does a boy get number one with that, though?
Well, you have
the
to
head's
sit on
right
it.
There.
You have
where
to sit on
you
it.
You don't. You have to sit on it.
You have to grab it by the head and swing a leg over. I mean, you have to mount this toilet.
You put that in the guest bathroom, so you never actually have to use it,
right.
But it's a good laugh, a good conversation starter when you have company.
Mm. Yeah, that would be pretty funny. It would be funny. I would never get that, but now I'm thinking about it.
This is just a headline. Buyers are fretting as the average cost of a new car nears $50,000. Cars are expensive.
Yeah.
And
even
cheap
cars are expensive.
I went for the Mach-E. And I love it, and
yep.
I'm using it's electric, and it's great for my commute, and I'm a real big fan. The idea though that there are people out there spending $100,000 plus on cars that they drive
that
into
aren't
the
Lamborghinis,
city, and like right. You know, I mean, you're gonna pull it into tight spots, and you're spending $150,000. Like my parents, I realize this is a dumb comparison, but my parents' first house in California was $30,000.
Yeah.
For a house.
I know, a whole house.
And now cars are $50,000 minimum.
Yeah. For like a, not a high-end car, but a brand new car.
And the weird part that I'm seeing right now is there are a lot of kids who get new cars when they turn 16.
Mm.
I didn't get a new car. I got a beater.
But you bought yourself.
I also think I can see parents as they worry that, you know, there's a lot of worry out there. Giving them a beater is probably a bad idea if they're going to, you know, try and go to the farthest reaches of the bay. You'll only have to go save them. Maybe that's why.
Maybe.
Or everybody's just rich. Is that it?
I don't really understand it, to tell you the truth. I feel like you could probably buy, like, I don't know, like a little Hyundai or something new. But even that, it's like, doesn't a new car cost a lot more to insure? And we've got a young driver. in it too?
I absolutely would want my kid, and I have this problem coming in a few years, but I think the first time you have a car, it shouldn't be new. Mm-mm. There's so many mistakes you make where you damage the car for good. And you're going to give a kid a new car to learn that, like, once you hit that fender on something, that fender's damaged. It's yep. You're stuck with it. It's not going to go, I'm good.
Let me pop back out.
Yeah, that's not how.
No.
Anyway, $50,000 is the going price for a new car. Well, I mean, there's cheaper, but
yeah.
Then you go, how come it says they're cheaper, but I'm looking at every car on this lot and none of them are that price?
Right.
Oh well, we had to put stuff in them.
Yeah. You wanted seats, didn't you? The best. Right. I think one of the best cars for the money, as we've been looking around for an electric car, is that Hyundai Ioniq 5 or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. It's just the little compact one. That thing was like around $40,000 and it had great range.
Had all the stuff.
Had all the beeps and boops. And
have you looked at the, because when I was looking at cars, the Chevy Bolt, I think it's called, or Volt, they'd stopped making it. But my buddy, Peter Cook, Lighthouse Realty,
shame,
was like, oh, this is the best car. You got to look at this. They stopped making it.
Did they?
No, they restarted recently. So
and those are pretty inexpensive.
You should look at it because you like small ones.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
I do. I love small ones. Give me something small. You know. Always.
You make fun of them.
The small ones?
Yeah. I've heard the stories.
That was the tiny one.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Things the U.S. does better than other countries.
Oh.
On the list, and we just talked about national parks, the U.S. has amazing national parks, state parks, and local parks.
And we're just, what would we do good about that? We just preserved them?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yep.
So we do that better than other places?
We're newer than most of the other places, though, so.
Yeah, that's true.
They ran out of space in the 1200s.
Like, we better find a new world. Somebody get in a boat and go that way.
As an American living in Europe, America does better breakfast.
Mm.
What do you mean?
I agree with that.
Oh. Brunch.
Brunch is great.
I think it's starting to catch on elsewhere, though.
Well, that's not surprising. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Theme parks. Oh. In my, we were just talking about Disneyland. In my country, we have one theme park with one roller coaster, and it's lame.
Oh.
They don't say which country, but, you know.
Yeah. Every state has a couple of theme parks.
Charity. Americans as a whole donate more to charities than any other nation, both in absolute terms and per capita.
Yeah, yes.
Good us. One of the things that through the technology revolution is everybody's like, would you like to round up? Would you like to round up?
Yep. Yes, no. Take my 72 cents for your charity.
I don't want to, but yes, all right.
But you're asking me in front of everybody, so yes. I really do want to.
This guy hates children. This guy right here. I don't hate him. I just
don't like him.
I have my own. Oh. I'm trying to save. 800-400-3697. That's our text number. And Maddie's on the show.
All right. We got a bunch of texts from the last break talking about some of those facts about celebrities. Here's one. 510, in the Harry Potter films, Vern Troyer actually played one of the goblins, but they dubbed out his voice so he'd be British. Hmm.
But then why'd they hire him?
I don't.
No idea.
They wouldn't let Robin Williams be in there.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
Huh.
415, yes, Jack Black's mother helped rescue Apollo 13 crew, and she did it between contractions as she was giving birth to Jack. You don't believe that?
I don't believe that.
That part sounds ridiculous.
The texters never lie.
That's true.
510, speaking of Dolly Parton, she has a library service for children ages 1 to 5 and just started in Santa Clara County. Mm. A free book a month for children. It's awesome. Started for the inner city kids and to help spread literacy.
She's great. Like, she really has done a lot of a lot of cool stuff. I even heard, like, we heard that there's a new hotel that's open, like a Dolly in Nashville, and she's doing a Broadway play about her, or she's at least behind a Broadway play about it. Like, she just never stops. She's amazing.
She definitely could have tapped out after 9 to 5 and been like, I've done it all.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to find out what her net worth is.
925, good morning, Alice family. We're back from spring break. Missed you guys and missed Bridge the Gap last week. Was Scott Budiman on? If not, when will he be back? He tied when he was on and Sarah was on vacation. You said he'd be back, CR in Concord. He will be back next week. Not this week, but next week. We'll have Scott Budiman versus Sam for the ultimate title.
Yeah, we're going to do a tiebreaker with the two of them. Yeah. So one of them will emerge victorious.
415. My parents' three-bedroom, one-bath home in Mill Valley in 1964 was $20,000.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
Oh, man.
And now you walk onto a car lot and they'd go, that's a down payment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
408. I always donate when they ask. Just heard that's their way of donating to get tax credits with our money. Well, you're still donating.
It's whatever,
still
as good. Long as it's going to charity.
Right.
Yeah.
What's Dolly Parton worth?
What is Dolly Parton worth? She has a theme park. She has a million
and
hit songs.
And they say 50%. Her 50% stake in the Dollywood theme park is one of her biggest things.
Assets?
Yeah, one of her biggest assets. That's what I meant to say.
I'm going to say Dolly Parton is worth $300
million. $400 million.
$250.
I'm giving that one to Maddie. They say it's somewhere between $450 and $650
million.
That is a lot of moolah. So congrats to her. She's got the Dollywood Foundation and that Imagination Library. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Disneyland prize packs to give away, plus all things Coachella.
Wake up. Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We got to do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.